This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said Operation Sindoor is India's strong response to terror being exported from Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir for the last several decades now. Addressing troops at Army's 15 Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended Indian armed forces for their valor, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor. He said the country is proud of the armed forces for their courage, commitment and determination in safeguarding the motherland. Questioning the safety of nuclear weapons in the hands of Pakistan, he said Pakistan's nuclear weapons should be taken under the supervision of International Atomic Energy Agency.
हर आतंकी ठिकाना चाहे वह घाटियों में छुपा हो या बंकरों में दबा हो हम वहां पहुंचेंगे और दुश्मन की छाती चीर कर हम उन आतंकी ठिकानों को खत्म करके ही हम वापस लौटेंगे। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत द्वारा चलाई गई अब तक के इतिहास की यह सबसे बड़ी कार्रवाई है।
In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces at Nader Tral area of Awantipora in Pulwama district today. The operation started early this morning. Earlier, the cordon and search operation by joint forces of Army, J&K Police and CRPF had been launched early morning following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists in the Nader Tral area. During the long gunfight, the armed terrorists were neutralized. Indian Army has gunned down 10 cadres of suspected hill-based insurgent group at New Samtal Kengjoy subdivision under Chandel district of Manipur. Army's Eastern Command in a social media post said the unit acting on a specific intelligence report had launched an operation in the area. During the operation, suspected cadres fired upon the army and later 10 of them were killed during retaliatory fire exchange. Seizable arms and ammunition have been recovered. In the aftermath of Supreme Court verdict in the Tamil Nadu bills case, President Draupadi Murmu has sent a reference to the Supreme Court asking the top court to consider whether timelines can be imposed on governors to act on bills at the absence of a constitutionally prescribed time limit. Article 143(1) of the Constitution allows the President to seek the Supreme Court's opinion in matters of legal and public importance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting to review the progress and future plans of fisheries sector. The meeting focused on deep sea fishing and seafood exports. Union Minister for Fisheries Rajiv Ranjan Singh and senior officials attended the meeting. The Tiranga Yatra was organized today in support of the Indian Armed Forces and Operation Sindoor at Likhavali in Arunachal Pradesh. The rally commenced from near SBI Likhavali and proceeded up to the forest check gate despite intermittent rainfall. The event witnessed the participation of several dignitaries and community leaders, including Deputy Speaker of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Kardo Nigyor, and Nari Koyu MLA, Tojir Kadu. Participants carried the Indian national flag and banners, expressing solidarity with the nation's armed forces under Operation Sindoor. The rally echoed with slogans of patriotism, unity, and national pride, drawing active involvement from people across different walks of life. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News brings in a special series. In today's chapter, Paramveer Chakra awardee Captain Vikram Batra, who met the supreme sacrifice during the Kargil War, was remembered. Captain Vikram Batra's bravery, camaraderie and devotion to his duty were extraordinary and find an exalted place in the annals of India's military history. He was awarded India's highest military decoration, Paramveer Chakra, posthumously. The nation salutes his courage, valor and sacrifice. Pakistan publicly pledges to combat terrorism but continues to provide space and legitimacy to globally sanctioned terrorists. In a stark reminder of Pakistan's deep-rooted nexus between politics and terrorism, Faisal Nadim, alias Abu Qatal, and the nephew of 26/11 mastermind Hafiz Sayed, was recently seen addressing a rally organized by Pakistan Mili Muslim League, the political front of Lashkar-e-Taiba, in Karachi. A U.S.-designated global terrorist, Nadim's appearance shows that he is an active part of Pakistan's political life under the banner of a party which has also been sanctioned by the USA. Baloch nationalist leaders have declared independence from Pakistan, citing decades of violence, enforced disappearances, and human rights violation in the region. Social media was flooded with images of Balochistan's proposed national flag and maps of an independent Baloch state as Republic of Balochistan trended widely across platforms. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.